Welcome to the Living in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida podcast with your hosts, Tim Whittemore and Stephanie Durham with the Whittemore Group. From your morning coffee to those nighttime brewskis, they are here to tell you what it's like to eat, sleep, drink, play, work, and live on the beautiful Emerald Coast.
Are you considering moving here to Fort Walton Beach and curious what other people are saying that are moving here to this area as well? Well, luckily enough for you, I'm here at the Landing here in Fort Walton Beach. We're going to take a little bit of a tour around and answer some of the top questions people are asking when moving here to the Fort Walton Beach area. So if this is for you, stick around. What's up, everybody? This is Tim Whittemore here with the Whittemore Group in the beautiful Destin, Fort Walton Beach area. If this is your first time to our channel, we do tons and tons of videos about everything you need to know about our area. Now, if you do like our channel, would like to know more and get notified every single time we got a new video coming out, go ahead and click that subscribe button, click that little bell so you're notified every single time we got a new video coming out. Now, honestly, we get tons of calls, emails from people who are moving to this area. They got some questions, need some help, and well, we love it. So if you are one of those people, make sure to reach out to us and we got you covered when moving here to the Fort Walton Beach area or any of the surrounding areas. All right, so let's get into it. Let's talk about commonly asked questions for Fort Walton Beach. So first and foremost, how much does it cost to actually live in this area? Well, if you're curious for that, the range here at the beginning of 2024, we've been looking at around $340,000 to about $400,000. Now that's a mix between your single family homes, your town homes, your vacation rentals, your condos, all those different places. And that will give you the average. Now, how often or how long are these properties staying on the market right now? We're seeing about 3 to 5 weeks is normal in our market, but know that that does change. Subject to change at any time for any reason, right? But that could change at any point. So just kind of keep that in mind. Other things to look at as well are your schools. Like, what are the school ratings here in the Fort Walton Beach area? Well, we have all sorts of different schools, right? We have private schools. We've got your public schools. I don't know why I couldn't just say that. Yes, you have good public school systems. For the ratings that we have for those systems, of course, it's K through 12 that they have here. And it's rated anywhere between an A to an A plus, surprisingly enough, right? Where do we get these ratings from? These ratings are from niche.com. And as I say in most of these videos, if you're gonna be looking up specific places for your kiddos, make sure that you're going on to places like niche.com and really reading the reviews. Because I don't know if I like the letter system all that much, but what people really say about the place that they live in, I think matters that much more. So definitely take a look at that. There are two big high schools through here. You got Fort Walton Beach High and you have Choctahatchee. We just call it Choctaw school districts. And actually the Fort Walton Beach school is actually rated higher. But again, check those reviews, would you? All right, number three is how bad is the traffic? So traffic, all right, it does get a little bit backed up during the tourist season that we do have here. And that's that time between about March, and it will go all the way up until about, we'll say August sometimes. That's where a bulk of it is. Of course, you know, 4th of July and all the rest of that, that's gonna be a big majority. Like sometimes I don't even wanna go out because I know the traffic's gonna be so bad on 4th of July, unless it's on a boat, I guess. Yeah, it can get really bad. Waze is my next best friend as well as Google Maps. But one of the big things that you can do, and one of the great things and the reason I live in Fort Walton Beach is because you actually have multiple routes to get around the city. Most areas like Destin or really Navarre, Mary Esther, it's really hard to get around those areas because there's really only one main highway to get to where you need to go. And that can be rather frustrating. It can also really get you all tied up sitting in traffic going, man, if I'm gonna go around, I gotta go around a body of water and that's gonna take another 40 minutes. I might as well just sit here. But traffic's a huge thing. I'm a real estate agent, so I'm moving all the time every day, right? So Fort Walton Beach is probably the best centralized place, and it's really good for your prices for homes. Just really nice altogether, if you ask me. Next big question, does my house require flood insurance or hurricane insurance or anything like that? And the answer is yes and no. What do you mean by that, Tim? Well, let me answer that. Some things that you'll want to consider is that when you come to Florida, hurricanes, tropical storms are a thing. And the insurance company is just not gonna allow you to purchase something without hurricane insurance. It's just built in, right? So all of the policies that you're gonna get, it's gonna have built-in hurricane. So when you see those policies, it has a hurricane deductible already on it, okay? The next one is flood. You think that, hey, we're here by the beautiful water, like everything's gotta have that, right? And the quick answer for that is no. No, not all of them do. Matter of fact, most of these properties that you're going to find in this area, there's actually no flood insurance required. They're in Zone X, which means that they're minimal. So you don't have to carry it. Can you still get it? Yeah, absolutely, you could still get it. It's completely up to you. So number five for FAQs, are there any developments in this town that I should be aware of? Well, yeah. If you can hear it in the background, I hear banging in the background because they're redoing the Brooks Bridge, which is a five-year project and it's a government project, so yeah. That just started happening. They also have down here at the landing, there's a bunch of construction. You may have seen that in the background of this video, but they're doing some construction to build out the docks. We had Hurricane Sandy come through here a few years ago. It's 2024 at the time of this video, and it really kind of messed up the public docks down here. So they're redoing the whole thing, which is really nice. It should be really good when it's done. They're putting another bridge up here. Funny story about this, they just started building the bridge and then told Fort Walton, like, hey, we're putting this here. You got to figure out the rest. So when they did that, they were kind of reactive to if the city of Fort Walton is, but we started seeing things have different plans and different ways that they're going to do it. The good news is that you'll see behind me here in a little bit, the main Highway 98 is going to be circumvented. So this whole downtown area where I'm currently at is now going to actually be its own like little walking area, and it won't be so much traffic. I think you're really going to start to see the downtown Fort Walton area really start to explode. We've kind of already seen that. We've seen different restaurants. Two breweries have just gone up. They're still not done with them yet here in February of 2024. I'm super excited for that. There's new restaurants, new stores. Like, it's really starting to explode down here. It's really, really exciting to see that as we have this new infrastructure that's coming in. And you'll see behind me, this is Highway 98. There you go. It's loud. That's why we're not going that way. Okay, so those are some developments that you're going to see here in Fort Walton. And you'll see a lot of the infrastructure. See a lot of homes being rehabbed, torn down, new ones going up. So it's really nice to see all that stuff come together, if you ask me. So the other question is, what is there to do downtown? Actually, that's one of the reasons that I'm here in downtown Fort Walton Beach walking around with you, is I want to kind of show you. You can kind of hear some music in the background, maybe. Depends on this mic, right? But there's tons of stuff to do. There are lots of great restaurants here in Fort Walton Beach. There's great places to go grab a drink. There is a German restaurant that's down here, which I think is Wunderbar. There's all sorts of different things for you to come down here and enjoy for Fort Walton. But not only that, but you also have access to Okaloosa Island. That's how that's pronounced, is Okaloosa Island. Down there, you're going to have access to miles and miles and miles of white sand beaches. There are plenty of public accesses for you to get down there. You have access to the Intercoastal Waterway, which you saw when we were walking a little bit earlier, and all the great boating that you're going to get. We have world-class boating, world-class boating here in this area for you to come check out. Not only that, but shopping. Like, a lot of people will come into this area, even from Destin, come into the mainland to do some of their shopping and take care of the things that they would need to. Last but not least, what's this community like? You know, I'll tell you, I'm originally from New York. Don't hold that against me. But originally from New York, came down to this area, and the military brought me down here, funny enough. And I was really kind of taken aback with how really nice this area is and what that community really means. And here's the best way to describe it. We have four military installations all around the Fort Walton Beach area. If you're looking at this video, maybe you're assigned or have some sort of association with Eglin Air Force Base or Hurlburt Field. If you are, yes, you're part of the majority of people that have some sort of job linked to that. Don't worry, I did at one point too. Both bases, funny enough. And of course, that being said, we have a lot of veterans, myself included, in active duty, which brings a certain feel to it because there's just a diverse amount of people throughout this area. Not only that, but we're also really close to Alabama and Georgia. So you have that like Southern personality, that Southern hospitality, rather, that is really encompassing the community. And if you want to back all that up, put it all in with the fact that we're in Florida. So you got the Florida part of that too. And you put those all together, and man, what a great place to live. The community is great. They care for things. There's not a lot of bad places to live. It's tough. to even put a video together to say the worst places to live, because there's really not that many bad places to go in comparison to some other cities and areas. But it's a great place to come here. It's a great place to raise a family, in my personal opinion. And I think this is a great place for people to move to. But that's all I have for you for Fort Walton Beach FAQs, frequently asked questions answered here. If you got any questions about anything I put here or have another question, I love hearing from you guys. Please keep it below. And you know, if you are moving here, you got some questions, need some help, reach out to myself and my team here. We got you covered. Give us a call, text, email, find us on social media. I mean, whatever you got to do, got your back. We're moving here to the Fort Walton Beach area. Yeah, my name's Tim Whittemore. I'm with the Whittemore Group with LPT Realty. We'll see you in our next video. See ya.
That's all we got for today. To learn more about Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, make sure to hit that subscribe button and please leave us a review. Also, make sure you check them out and subscribe to their YouTube channel, Living in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And make sure to follow them on Facebook and Instagram. If you are thinking about moving, relocating, or investing in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, or anywhere between Pensacola and Panama City Beach, make sure to give them a call, send them a text, or email, because they have your back when moving to the Emerald Coast of Florida.